This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Demoralize. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Leftists want to demoralize you. Yeah, they want to water down Americana. Why do you think they teach our kids to hate the country? I mean, I don't know of a country that would allow you to talk about, to go, okay, we have a country and our country sucks. They did all these bad things. Every country on the planet has done something bad. And what you do in order to grow is you say, okay, I recognize our bad, but here's how we overcame it. I'll use slavery as an example. We had slaves here. And then we overcame it. We outlawed it. We wrote it into the Constitution that you can't do it any longer. And you know who tried to continue slavery? Democrats. They wanted to make the children of slaves slaves and all their children slaves. So they said, okay, we'll end slavery, but any kids that are born of slaves remain slaves, and so do their people. They wanted generational slavery, and nobody calls them on it. And so then when they didn't get that, they shifted gears and said, you know what we can do? We can make slaves of black people anyway. We may not have them working for us on plantations and things like that, but we'll have them working for us in our agenda. And we'll get richer by making these people believe that they're free. And that's what they did. They have fooled black people into believing, black leftists, into believing that they're free. And you know what they've done? They've rounded them up, put them in these urban indoctrination centers called cities, in overwhelming populations. And then they control their thought by getting a certain number of people to mold that thought. They've done it better than they could have done if slavery were legal. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm breaking it down for you. And then they say, well, there are a few escapees like Kevin Jackson and his team. You know, not my Jewish guys, but, you know, my black players. So they say these guys have escaped. How can we minimalize them, not let them see the beauty of blackness in America, that what blacks have contributed to building the greatest country? And what we'll do is we will demoralize all the ones that we've captured. So we're going to put them in substandard schools and substandard environments, and then we're going to point the finger at everybody who's doing better than they are. So we're going to put them in an environment where they can't succeed. We're going to make sure that they live in squalor, that they're killing each other, that they're raping each other, that they're beating each other, and they're going to keep it a secret. Because you know what? Snitches get stitches. We're going to give them high crime areas, low opportunities, no income possibility, whatever. We're going to create a culture of strife. We're going to destroy their families. And then we're going to point over in the suburbs and go, look at all those rich white people and what they've got. I want you to understand the irony. Democrats create a situation where black people have the most likelihood of failure, and then they point over at the situation built by the other side of the aisle and say, look at those people. Look at what they're doing. And black people are too stupid to go, but wait. Hold on a second. If that's how the other side ends up, why aren't we joining with the other side? Yeah, so we keep, you know, endorsing our oppressor. We enable our oppressor. And we buy into the notion that we're lesser. They tell us things like, you're a slave. And you know what? Those people in the suburbs, they're the ones who made you a slave. They're the one who lynched you. They're the one who did all these evil things to you. As they continue to do evil things, as the Democrats continue to do evil things to blacks, killing black babies, destroying black families, destroying black initiative, black drive, and then pointing the finger at somebody else. Look at what they're doing to you. They want to oppress you. Jim Crow, all the laws that made black people really coalesce and say, you know what, there's a destructive force against us, were done by Democrats. Jim Crow, all the things that blacks complain about today, voter disenfranchisement, you name it, all done by Democrats. And the Democrats go, look at those Republicans over there. They don't want you to vote. And Democrats are going, we want you to vote. We love that you vote for your own oppression. We love that you vote to kill your babies. We love that you vote for more crime in your neighborhoods. We love that you vote for police brutality. We love that you vote for lack of resources to go to the things that you want. Because you know why? All those white elitist Democrats who have these silly butt Negroes voting for them get richer. What a great plantation. A plantation where you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about feeding these folks. All you got to do is feed a couple of people. And Al Sharpton here and there. That in every city in America, I don't care. I'm talking about if it's a city, there is a black rabble rouser or two who is feasting, who is making a fortune off the misfortune of blacks. He will create problems. Right now, I'll give you an example. Phoenix, Arizona. There was a shoplifting incident with some, you know, kids at a dollar store. Cops overreacted, undoubtedly. I mean, pulling guns on this family. I don't know if they needed to do all that. Now, it turns out the black dude involved had, you know, he'd been, you know, fought police and things like this. So they took it more seriously than normal. But anyway, the family's now wanting to sue the Phoenix Police Department for $10 million or something crazy over police overreacting to this. I get it. Could have been killed. Nobody got killed. But, you know, woohoo, it could have been. But, and even in Phoenix, where the black population is probably less than 5%, there's a rabble rouser here. There's somebody that's ready to bring everything to national attention. They're going to protest. What about this thug that shot a guy? I talked about him the other day. He shot a guy 5 times trying to do a car transaction. Gets in the car, drives off with him, shoots the guy, you know, thinks he's dead, drives off in his car. He gets himself killed. And you know what? People are ready to riot. Black folks are ready to riot. They've been trained well by Democrats, because Democrats like, they love their investment in us. They love it. They teach us to hate. Yeah. Anyway, I want to touch on this subject today. It is my birthday, but I've already talked about that. You guys can, your present is your presence, and I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Watered Down Americana is what I call this segment. The second version of it, we talked earlier about it. Watered Down Americana. Teach people in America not to love the country. You know why Democrats hate legal immigrants? Why they never bring it up about what the policy of illegal immigration does to those who are here legally? They hate legal immigrants because legal immigrants get a foundation in being American. Most legal immigrants come here because they so desire to be here, because they want part of the American dream. They don't come here for welfare and all that. They understand that exists. They understand there is a huge safety net in America. We support a ministry in Bangladesh for sending this guy about $100 a month, and it's a bonanza for him. He's so grateful to get just that amount of money, but it's a large amount of money for him to work with in Bangladesh, right? So people come, they understand our safety net, but they're not here, the ones that come here legally, for that. They're here because they see the opportunity, and they seize that opportunity. You know what the worst part of what they see, and I'll use Africans as an example. The reason why a lot of Africans despise black Americans is they get here and they say, how dare you? How dare you squander this? If they had this, what is America, in Africa, they would not be here. They would be over in their countries earning amazing livings and be happy. They would be living the, quote, American dream. They're here because they see the opportunity. And I talk to many. This is no secret. There is a rift between Africans and those that call themselves African Americans, which, by the way, Africans despise the use of the term. They call themselves Americans. And they can't stand blacks in America because they say they're lazy. They say all the things that you would be called a racist for saying. Africans say it. And they say it openly. I don't care. I don't care. Blacks in America, American blacks are lazy. They, I cannot believe they will squander such an opportunity. Tell me this all the time. And they're right. They are 100% right. But see, the blacks in America have been indoctrinated. They've been told to hate this country. Yeah. But leftists want to let in illegals who have no investment in getting in. There is no longing to get to America for illegals. They believe, in fact, it is their birthright to trespass in this country. And then they get here and they will flip us off. We have documented evidence of these people marching in, quote, sanctuary states, flipping off Americans in their parades as people are going, go home or whatever else. Come back through the legal means. Democrats don't want legals. They want illegals. But here's the good news, because we always give you good news on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can get a hold of me at 844-551-8255. The good news is it's not working. It's not working anymore. It worked for a while. They guilted much of America into believing that, you're a terrible person. Before I even get into that, let me tell you a quick story. So there's a thing that says, story I read, a title, it said, not dating transgender is dehumanizing. So if you were a young man or young woman growing up, or let's just say you're a young woman, and you see this handsome fella, and it turns out that that handsome fella at one time was a girl, okay? And the girl is transgendered into being a guy. And they say, if you change your mind about dating that person, then you've dehumanized that person. And I was having a discussion. You know what? I'm gonna save this. But it'll get to the bigger point. Because I want to go back to what Trump did and tell you why this isn't working. But I'm going to come back to this story about this transgender being dehumanizing, okay? So what I was saying is it isn't working. And the reason is because of Donald Trump and the fact that he's been unapologetically American with Make America Great. His new slogan is Keep America Great. And so he has these series of rallies. And what do they tell you about the rallies? They're meaningless. Forget about Kevin, who cares about these rallies? And what they want to do then is they give you the polls. The news will tell you, look at Donald Trump. His polling stinks. Yeah, here we have a clip. Gloating over it.
That led to Trump cutting ties with those pollsters in Texas, where a Democratic nominee hasn't won since President Jimmy Carter in 1976. Trump leads by just 2 points. Here's more of Trump's reaction to those internal polls in a portion of ABC News' interview that aired yesterday.
Even your own polls show you're behind right now, don't they?
No. My polls show that I'm winning everywhere.
I don't know. We've all seen these reports that with 15 out of 17 states, you spent $2 million on a poll and you're behind in 15 out of 17 states.
Nobody showed you those polls because those polls don't exist, George. Those polls don't exist. But I just had a meeting with somebody that's a pollster, and I'm winning everywhere. But we're getting tremendous polls.
Those poll results are so irritating to the president that a few seconds later, he has to go off the record to call his campaign manager.
Okay, so hold it off for a little while. Just call Brad on the phone, and I want to ask him that question, okay?
Meanwhile, a Fox News poll's finding that President Trump is trailing several of his 2020 Democratic contenders.
With former Vice President Joe Biden topping Trump by 10 points, 49% to 39%. Senator Bernie Sanders leads Trump by 9 points, while Senator Elizabeth Warren has a 2-point edge. And both Senator Kamala Harris and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are up by 1 point.
Welcome back, everybody. So what MSNBC wants you to believe is that Donald Trump, he's losing in the polls, and they're gloating. They're like, ha, he's losing. He's so losing in the polls. Oh, my gosh. What's he going to do? Well, let me tell you what they're doing. They want to put a Band-Aid on their bullet hole. They want you to believe. They want you demoralized. They want you to feel bad. How could you possibly support this guy? Look at what the polls say. Well, let me tell you what the polls don't tell you. They don't tell you that if Donald Trump, on a day's notice, goes to Iowa, where all the Democrats are campaigning, in one meeting, Donald Trump could have, in a building, he could have more Iowans supporting him than all the Democrat candidates combined. I dare any leftist listening to this program to disagree with me. Donald Trump could go to Iowa, say, give me a venue that can hold 20,000 people, and if you took away all the pomp and circumstance needed to orchestrate it, he could fill that place with 20,000 people with no sweat. Now, name me one Democrat that can bring even 1,000 together. There are 20 of these Democrat candidates. I don't know them all, but do you think Yang could get 1,000 people together with any notice? With notice. Do you think Klobuchar could do it? Joe Biden, we've already shown you his anemic poll. So here's what I'm saying. They want to demoralize you. I want to moralize you. I want you feeling so good about where we are that you understand that we're going to win. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia, following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says, despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Battered wives is what Democrats like to create. They are the people that will bully you, that will beat you down. I want you to understand the desperation it takes to continually demoralize an entire nation, or to try to. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's what Democrats do. They must make you feel little, so they can then help you. You know, it's like I was watching What's Love Got to Do With It, where Ike beats the crap out of Tina over nothing. Over he wanted her to eat some cake or something. I think I forget all the details of the show, but he beats her up. I mean, in front of a party. They were having a swim party. Beats her. I mean, lips swollen the whole deal. This is a woman making a living with her mouth. He beats her to the point her lips swollen. She's in bed. Then he sneaks in later and he gives a gift. He gives a gift. You want to know what the gift is right now for Democrats, for black folks, after they beat us down, kill babies and all that? You want to know what the gift is? Hey, we're going to bring up reparations again. And maybe you black folks will again get denied your reparations. And you know what? Those Republicans have voted down your reparations again. But we tried to give you that gift. Hey, don't worry. The beatings will continue. So hang in there. They'll be right back. We'll be right back with them. 844-551-8255. Democrats batter us. They have to beat us into submission. Think about what's happened right now with Donald Trump and this Russian collusion. They know they're caught. Do you think they're going to stop swinging on you? You think they're going to stop trying to punch you in your face while they got you pinned down? Oh, you know you're right. You didn't say anything. You didn't do anything. You don't have to with a batterer. That's not the point. They don't need you to say or do anything. I was talking earlier about this dehumanizing of a transgender, and I have a little more time in this segment to talk about it. So there's a title, Don't Dehumanize a Transgender by Not Dating Them. So the idea is, think of them as anybody else. Okay? So you're a young boy growing up. You meet a girl who's used to be a boy, and you find this out later, right? They don't tell you right away because you see she's a cute girl. Got the Adam's apple removed, got the fake breasts, got a little shape to her, whatever. Maybe looks a little mannish at times, but you're like, oh, still, I'll overlook it. She's a cute girl. And then it turns out she's transgender. Now, what happens in your life? You grew up going, little boys marry little girls, and then they go off and they have families together. You want to have a family. Well, you know what you what's happened? Whatever period of time that you did not know this person was transgender is now yours to deal with. You've grown up wanting to have your own little Kevy to throw the ball to or to play football, and you find out your mate can't even give you the child. But you're supposed to not dehumanize them by saying, look, that's not what I bargained for. But let's talk about it from a different perspective, okay, because it's deeper that way. Let's talk about it from the perspective of a young girl who's growing up, and she says, you know what, I want to find myself a man, and I'm going to, you know, go off and have babies. All right? So she dates this very handsome man, and, you know, he's not pushy about sex or whatever. Well, finally, he reveals to her that he at one point was a female. And she goes, oh, my gosh, well, I wanted to have babies. Well, we can adopt and we can do all this stuff. You're right. We can adopt. But then they decide they want to consummate their relationship. And you know what the little transgender male, female to male has? He has a nub. He has a nub. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, I'm not trying to be grotesque or make this a sexual innuendo. It just is what it is. He has a nub. So then she says, well, wait a minute. That isn't the plumbing I thought I was going to have. You know, that's not what I'm used to from my other boyfriends or whatever. So, but she says, you know what? I'm going to overlook it. Well, maybe she can, maybe she can't. But here's my point. How many women do you know will say something along the lines of, yeah, I tried to deal with old, you know, this fella, but didn't quite have what I needed, what it took to satisfy me. Okay? So male, as they say, size matters. So in this particular case, there's not a transsexual on the planet who can, quote, satisfy a woman based on the male anatomy. Not one. Unless, you know, they figure out something else with science and can connect the nerves, there's no way it can be done. So what does it boil down to? It boils down to having a relationship with somebody that you, it's a more of a heart relationship, because it's certainly not physical. And if you go, well, Kevin, he could put a strap on, so could a woman. So if it's a heart relationship, then the question becomes, why make the transition anyway? If what you're looking for is someone to love you for your heart, why are you making the transition? Well, Kevin, I just don't feel as comfortable as looking like a woman, but feeling like a man. Okay? So, in the end, you're a woman who transitions into being a man, and you end up finding what? A woman. So, for all intents and purposes, would you be more comfortable being a lesbian and dealing with that? You get what I'm saying? But feminism creates all this stuff because, and by the way, you're the one that's dehuman because you don't want to date this person. You as a male or a female say, no, it's not what I bargained for. You don't have the plumbing. You can't give me a child that's my biological child. So, you know, we just can't do this. You're the one that's dehuman. But you know what? The feminists who talk about male appendages, who've made all these, who've effectively, you know, sexualized everything, are the real reason for this. They're the real reason. You could blame yourself and say, yeah, well, I would have a problem dating a transgender person. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of in saying that. It's a completely different cultural change for you. Now, I applaud the people who do. If you say, I've never planned on having kids anyway. For me, it's a more of a spiritual connection. It's more of a heartfelt connection. It's a brain connection more than it is physical. Okay, fine. But guess what? Everybody isn't like that. In fact, the majority of people are not like that. That's the end of it. That's just the way it is. You can be my friend, but you can't be my boyfriend or my girlfriend because it doesn't have the future that I see for myself. But the left want you to believe that you are dehumanizing somebody when you won't date them for that reason. You have made your decisions not to date people for a variety of reasons. You've made your decisions for not having certain friends. Let's say you have a friend who's a bank robber, and you don't want to be associated with that because it'll make you look bad. Have you dehumanized the bank robber? No.
Oh, Kevin, there you are, comparing transgender to bank robbery.
No, I'm not. I'm making a bigger point. I'm making a bigger point that you have freedom to choose the people that you want to be involved with, and you should not be made to feel bad because you choose something that doesn't fit the political correct version of what's supposed to be. If a leftist wants to date the transgender, have fun. Feel free. But you don't have to. It doesn't mean you don't accept them. If one of your kids decides they want to date somebody transgender, you may go, well, hey, it is what it is. But it doesn't mean you have to go, oh, let me rethink my life. I keep coming back to this idea of the left always wanting you to feel off kilter for something. They always want you to feel like your life decisions are wrong. You are not wrong for thinking the way you think. Now, I want to make one quick comment. And this is around by the way, all this is done for one simple reason. If they can get you to buy into this, then they win. They win your money. They put you in a mental slavery. Because now you've got to question every decision you've ever made. You see these shows with Maury. I mean, I've seen some absolutely spectacular looking transgender people that you might never guess are women. You know, I mean, were men before they were women. And I get it. And for all intents and purposes, nobody may ever know. And in that particular case, if you go, I don't want any kids, I'm living off the grid. I don't care what anybody thinks about. I don't care. But for the record, if my listeners, Kevin, I'm married to a transgender. Congratulations to you. I'm not moralizing about it, one way or the other. I'm just telling you, don't try to make me feel bad because I'm not dating or married to somebody transgender. Or I look at it and go, nah, it's not for me. My mindset is I want to have kids. I want to, you know, I don't want to be looking through the family photo album and see the flip, you know, and whatever else. That's just me. It doesn't make me a bad person because I have my frame of reference. But that's what the left does. They've got to make you feel bad, whether it's about how black people were treated, how the people at the border are being treated or whatever. They've got to make you feel bad. You have nothing to feel bad about as a conservative living in this country. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I just want to play a couple of clips. Please get those ready, guys. About this dehumanizing thing that I was talking about earlier, the transgender, not dating a transgender, is dehumanizing. The border separating kids from their families is dehumanizing. Black people, for whatever reason, it's dehumanizing. Women are dehumanized, you know, whatever, because we mistreat them all, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, conservatives, and you Democrats who audit my program. We don't dehumanize anybody. What we do is humanize everybody. We make people understand their potential is bigger than their sexuality, it's bigger than their gender, it's bigger than their color, it's bigger than their religion. All we ask is that you embrace the American spirit, because that is a spirit that is a gift from God. It exists nowhere else. I believe that wholeheartedly. Anyway, I want to play a couple of clips to show you how the left are truly the dehumanizers, as they pretend that, oh, they care about you, they care about the kids, they care about widows and orphans, as they used to say. Well, they probably still say it, but they care about them, right? And you don't. So here's, they're talking about the homeless situation, I believe in California, and the lack of bathrooms.
Homeless advocates say people on Skid Row have less access to bathrooms than Syrian refugees, a problem which is vividly apparent to everyone in L.A. and San Francisco. But putting in more mobile bathrooms just in Los Angeles would cost $57 million a year. In other words, it's not going to happen. Got to believe the homeless don't feel like they're winning either.
There's not a city in this country that doesn't have a homeless problem. Not one. And it's worse in the warm weather states like California. So you got San Francisco and L.A. Go through there. I was there. And one of my buddies goes, let's just take a ride off the block, off the beaten path. Went one block over. People sleep. It was amazing. Honestly, I felt like it was people waiting for a concert. That was the feel. I was like, oh, wow, these people, you know, but there's no concert. There's no venue. They're just lined up in this one block we went off the beaten path. And because the guy goes, Kevin, let's just go one block over. And we went over and went, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. So right off the beaten path, homeless just sleeping on stoops and church steps and whatever else. It looked like a night out, like just like I said, people waiting on getting into a venue. And that was just the way he goes. It's like this every night. And we didn't go where, you know, the trash. I mean, I'm sure it is. But I want you to understand, they don't even have bathrooms, enough bathrooms to accommodate them. There are more bathrooms at a refugee camp than there are for these people to use. And remember the bathroom incident at Starbucks in Philadelphia? The black guys want to use the bathroom. There's not a city in this country that doesn't tell you you can't use the bathroom unless you come in here for some service. And most of them have a code. Most of these buildings have codes. Do you think that's for you and me? You think that's for the conservatives that go into an office building that there's a code? No, it's for leftists and their own policies. But in San Francisco and L.A. and other parts of California, they can't even take care of homeless. There is crap all over the place. I'm talking about human feces. It is a biohazard to live in any of those cities. But don't go to where Pelosi lives, because you'd never know it. Don't go to where Maxine Waters lives, because you'll never see it. They are immune to their own nonsense. Here's another clip. The mayor of L.A. blaming, well, you'll see who he blames for the problems in L.A.
The mayor says he's cracking down on businesses that illegally dump garbage on city streets to avoid paying disposal fees. But some politicians and city workers tell the I-team a big part of the problem are the thousands of homeless people who live on the streets. It's something they say the mayor doesn't want to talk about. A homeless man in downtown dumps his trash on the street over and over. The city has placed no trash cans for the man to use. It's a common sight near LA's many homeless encampments. But today, Mayor Eric Garcetti blamed the trash on L.A. streets, not on the homeless, but mostly on businesses that he says illegally dump garbage.
We will not tolerate businesses that use our public streets, our spaces, or alleyways as their private dumping ground.
The mayor spoke from the 800 block of Saris Avenue, where the I-Team first reported last October was filled with trash that rarely got picked up. Just last month, we reported that very little had changed, and that story went viral around the world. Today, standing on a cleaned-up Saris Avenue, Mayor Garcetti said the city will go after businesses that illegally dump trash, including placing cameras here to catch them and then prosecute them. Mayor, you knew about how filthy this street was last October. Why, 8 months ago, didn't you use every tool available to keep this area clean?
I own this. I've said that from the beginning. Responsibility stops with me.
Downtown businesses and residents say the mayor is being politically correct by avoiding blaming homeless encampments for the trash problem. These workers, hired by downtown property owners, say they pick up 35 tons of trash a week, most of it from homeless encampments.
The bulk of the trash, it stems from these encampments throughout our city.
City Councilman Joe Buscaino worked the streets of L.A. as a cop for 15 years.
I feel that homeless encampments are a major source of trash and rat infestation, and I know that based on my experience working the streets of Los Angeles for many years.
The homeless problem is something the mayor can't avoid. Before he showed up for his press conference today, a homeless man stood in front of the podium and wouldn't leave until the mayor's advance team walked him around the corner and away from reporters. The mayor says the city will be taking many new steps to catch illegal dumpers, including placing undercover sanitation workers on downtown streets at night.
So let me just, first, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., wants you to believe that businesses are the reason for the trash. Because, you know, those honorable business owners are trying to skirt having to pay for the services of eliminating trash, so why not just throw it out in the street? Now, the facts are, homeless people, and by the way, if you've seen this film where they've got pictures of homeless people literally dumping trash in the street, it becomes even more unbelievable that the mayor wants you to believe this. The mayor wants you to believe, I just want you to understand this, you got to put this in perspective, that the folks who are the tax base for his city, the people who give the goods and services to other patrons of the city that keep that city functioning, are the reason he's got a trash problem in the streets. Meanwhile, the thousands of people who live in the streets, who have nowhere to go, who are getting paper and refuse and all other kinds of stuff, and obviously have nowhere to put it, they're not the problem. I don't know how to explain this in such a way that gives you, I mean, that's the level of crazy that Democrats have. Now, here's the problem. The mayor could say, you know what, guys? We believe there are some people who are dumping on businesses, and we'll crack down on those. But let's face it, the bigger problem we have is our homeless problem. We need to figure out how to solve this. So we're going to start implementing programs to... No. Look, has homelessness creeped up? Somebody correct me. Is this new to us? It's not new. Yet, we seem to address every recurring problem that happens in the cities as if it's new. Police brutality, it's new. Criminality, it's new. Whatever. It's all new. It isn't new. It's the same problems recycling, and for some reason, the Democrats want us to believe it's fresh. And I figured it out. It's a simple answer, money. But the bigger issue is, They understand that keeping that chaos going means that we're always in this cycle of going, how do we fix the problem? But nobody's ever fixing it. There are multiple cities all over the country working on homelessness. There's got to be a way to fix it. Of course there is. But Are any of them fixing it? Do any of them have a fix? They'll come out every now and then and say, well, this city's got a model for how to do blah, 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 blah. And if it works, then why isn't it franchised and then given to another city? And the reason is they don't want it to work. They don't care if it works. It's all a ruse. They're not about solving problems. And that's why they hate Donald Trump. That's why they hate us, because we'll solve it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.